Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on tonight, this fifth Monday night of the month of May, which happened to be the holiday. And we just want to say we want to thank God for this holiday, this Memorial Day. We're saying, God, we thank you that we get to celebrate our veterans. We get to celebrate this day in America as a national holiday. We want to say, God, we're so glad that you allowed us to come together. You allowed us to be living on this side of the green earth that you have given us. Tonight is our youth service that we will be having from this point to the 9 o'clock hour. Our speaker on tonight is Minister Lawrence Seabury from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I am so excited about this young man that he has given God the authority and the authorization to use him. He did it willingly. He was not forced or coerced or bribed, but he said, yes, Lord, I'll do your will. Yes, Lord, tell me I'll say it. Yes, Lord, send me, I'll go. God, even though I may not be where I want to be, but God, wherever I am, I'm willing and able to be used by you. God, I thank you for not waiting on me, but to allow me to be in your perfect will. I may not be perfect, but I am in your perfect will. God, if you're not tired of delivering me, just like the rest of us say, we're not tired of being delivered. So I'm going to check with the man of God to see if he's ready and who's going to be his prayer servant for tonight, and we're going to go from there. Man of God, are you on the line? Let the Lord use you. Who's praying for you tonight?
Yes, I am, sir.
Who's praying for you on tonight?
I will. Who's praying for you on tonight?
Me.
He needs to unmute his phone. Okay, go ahead. I don't know what's going on with the phones where I can't hear you.
Hello?
But go ahead and minister. Go ahead and let the Lord use you.
Well, let us go ahead and pray. Eternal God, our Father. God, we just thank you, God, for the love that you have shed, God, right now, God, over 2,000 years ago. God, we just thank you, God, for what you have done already, God. God, we just thank you for your love, God. For your love and kindness, God. You said love and kindness, God, draw them to you, God. God, we just thank you, God, for your rising up, God, and your bringing in, God. You said Father lifted up, God. You said you'll draw all men to us, you, God. God, we just thank you right now, God, for doing what you're doing. God, you touch them, Lord God, from the crown of their head, God, to the sole of their feet, God. God, we ask you, Lord God, to just let your light rain, God, in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and just going to go ahead to the scripture. First, I give honor to God, to his son Jesus, to the Holy Spirit that dwells, and everyone that dwells. Amen. That's all over the internet, because he is control. God, when we just thank him for all things, thank him for my mother, thank him for the opportunity to God to give this, to give all this live. We just thank God for all things. And we just thank God for doing what he's going to do. And just trusting him. And we thank God for the opportunity to go ahead and to do what God has allowed me to do. We thank God for Pastor Troy coming on, amen. And we just thank God for my bishop, for my leader, Bishop Preston Van. We just thank God for him. We thank God for his lovely wife, Pastor Lady O. Lady O, we just thank God for her. We thank God for the mothers of Evergreen Church. We just thank God for them. Amen. We just thank God for the deacons. And I just thank God for each and every one of you that's online on right now. And we just love you and we just adore you. So now it's time to go to the Word. Amen. Amen. It's time to go to the Word now. And just thank God for just all things, because we just know without God, without being in his presence, without him being available to us, we would not be and do what we have to do right now. Amen, amen. We're not going to prolong this. What up, Brother Jay? And we're just going to go to the Word. And that's John. We're going to go to the book of John. Oh, I'm sorry. First Corinthians, everyone. 1 Corinthians 11 and 13, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, 11 and 13.
honor. All the members rejoice with it. So he just talking about, he said everybody has to just rejoice. We all just have to rejoice in what God is doing. Even though it might look bad, even though it might don't picture, it might don't come the way that we want it to come. We all just have to rejoice. And if I can title this, it'll be titled Stand Up and Say Yes to God. We have to stand up and say yes to God. Because this is the time for the youth to come on. Because he's calling you while you was yet young. He's calling us while we're young. He ain't calling no one, because when you're old, you know, no one's really old. It's when you're up in age. You can't really do what the young folks do. We can't really do what the young folks do. So we got to just continue to do what God has us do while we're young. So we have to do what God has to do. So Paul is talking to the Christians' church in Corinth about life. So all the young men, women, girls, boys, and young men, and older women and older men, it's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to do what God want us to do and say yes to God, because he's calling us to come to him. He's calling us to do what he wants us to do, because we got to know it's not about us. It's all about God. It's all about what God wants us to do in these days. We have to remember, it's about God. It's about the time that he wanted us to do, young people. Because he said he called us while we're young. He ain't calling us when we get older. Because he's calling the youth. This is for the youth. We have to get the youth. The older people have to grab hold to the youth. Because there's too much stuff going on that the youth is getting involved in. The youth are getting too far involved in drugs, get too far in driving reckless, get too far in toting pistols. We have to grab them back. We have to get a hold of them and let them know that it's time to come on. It's for the older ones to grab hold of the young ones and let them know it's time to come on. We can't be afraid of the younger people when they're walking down the street showing their pistols and talking their language. We got to get on their language. We got to get on their level. We got to give them a hug. We got to let them know that God loves them and God wants to be in their life. We got to let them know, you don't have to do this. You don't have to go this way. Because they went through things when they're at their age, when they're going through stuff now. We have to let them know that I can be a big brother to you. I can be a big sister to you. I can be a friend to you. Because that's what they're seeking, love. They're seeking love because that's what they don't have. The Bible says love hides a multitude of faults. We have to love the young folks because right now they're hurting. They're going through things that a lot of people don't understand, because we went through things when we was coming up. Broken families. We went through the drugs. We went through the gang mentalities because we didn't have the love that we were looking for. Now we have to share what we know to them, Brother Jay, because we got to let them know that God loves them too. We got to let them know that God loves them. God is calling them. God wants them. at John 12 and 26. Look at that one more time. John 12 and 26. Look at that one more time. John 12 and 26. One more time. John 12 and 26. For we know that God is on the throne with the people, because it's when I be out there just looking at what's going on with these young folks, I just be like, man, they need someone to really talk to. They need someone to really love. They need someone to really sit down and talk to them. We're down to show them that they love them, that they can do something for them. And it says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. He called us servants. He said, why am I my servant going to be there too? If any man serve me, him with my Father honor. He said, my Father going to honor if you serve me. My Father's going to be there with me if you serve me. It's hot in here, and that he didn't even know. He said, if you serve me, he said, I'll call you my servant. But if you serve me, my Father's going to call you my servant. So we have to just know who we serving. We have to know who we with. Because he said, the greatest of them all, he said, is a servant. So Jesus is referring to heaven. When he referred to heaven, we do not belong to anyone else. So he referred to heaven when he said, my servant, when he said, you will be with me. He said, we're going to be in heaven rejoicing. We're going to be up there just doing and just enjoying God, enjoying the feast of the Lord. We're going to be together because, young people, we got to come on with, hey, Brother Howard, what's up, sir? But, yeah, we got to just come on and just know that God is just going to just bless. God is just going to do it because he's calling. He's calling. He said, can you hear me? I'm just calling you. He said, behold, I can stand at the door and knock. And he said, whosoever will, just open up the door. Just open it up and come on and let me in. Because I want to sup with you. I want to be with you, young people. I want you right now because you, I can use you. I can use you because you are my servant. You can be my servant. You can be who I'm calling. I need you. I need you to come on and to come on and just be with me because we just know that the time is now. The time is now. The time is now, Brother Troy, Pastor Troy, for the young folks to come on because the time is winding because he's snatching. Satan is just steady snatching the young folks. Steady got them driving reckless because he's trying to get so many souls as he can because he's trying to snatch them up. And we can't let him do that. As us be men of God, men of God, we got to come on and stand up and we got to snatch them back because Satan ain't afraid of snatching them. And us men, say we men of God and we're leaders, we got to come on and get them back. We got to talk to them, let them know that God can do all things. God can do everything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. I'm looking at Philippians 2 and 12. Philippians 2 and 12, I don't want to go through this scripture right here, but we're going to Philippians. Philippians 2 and 12. Philippians 2 and 12. Philippians 2 and 12. I'm calming down because I feel like you, Pastor Troy. It's when he gets to moving, it's hard to calm down. It's hard to calm down. Philippians 2 and 12. And this is Paul. It said, wherefore, my beloved, salvation with fear and trembling. So he said we've got to work on our own soul and salvation. We've got to work on our own salvation in fear and trembling. With fear and trembling, with just afraid what God would do if we do the wrong thing. Because as I was looking at this thing on YouTube, it's about when God was taking this person through hell and just took that spirit. The spirit was kind of afraid of what was going on, and God was explaining to him who these people were. The people was going up to him and said, Lord, free me from this place. And he said, no, the judgment has already been set. He said, Lord, let me just spend a minute, a second with this person up on earth and let them know how hell is. Let them know that I can change. And he said, no, I cannot do it. It has been set already. And they know how it is down there. Because it's a volcano, as my bishop was talking about last week. The volcano is a hell. It's where he's going to take the people through for the hell, through the volcano. And when I was hearing that, and Paul was talking to the Philippians and saying, work it out. Work out your own soul of salvation. We have to take care of what God wants us to do. We got to work it out ourselves. We can't lean on mother's prayer. We can't lean on grandmother's prayer, aunties and uncles. We got to get what God wants us to do, young people. We got to depend it on God. We got to work it out on God. Because we know God is calling them. God is calling the young people. We have to come on, young folks. We have to grab hold of the plow, and we can't look back. This week, someone tell the young folks, God loves you. Type in a comment and say, I'm going to say God loves you. Just find one young person and just say God loves you. We just have to say God loves you. And no matter who they is, if you're walking past them, if you're driving past and you just see a young person, just say God loves you. If you look all thugged out, just still tell them God loves you. Because God loves everyone. God wants us to come on and bring them in. It's time to bring them in. It's time to bring them in. It's time to bring them in. Because we know it's time to come on in. It's time to come on into the house. It's time to come on to the house. Because we know that God is doing and God is continue calling. And we got to be the one to bring them in. We got to be the ones. The Christians have to be the one to bring them in. We got to be the ones to bring them in. Because we know without God doing and saving us, he said, where will we be? Someone had to bring us in. Someone had to talk to us. Someone had to have a second with us. But we got to have a second with someone else.
Amen.
And continue to tell everyone and one another that God can do everything. God can do all things. We just know that God can do and God can say everything. We just have to stand up. Stand up and say, God loves you. Tell someone this week, God loves you. Just say, God loves you. Because that you don't know what they can do to a person when you say that to them this week. We just have to say, God loves you. And God is calling us. He has to stand up and say, God loves you. And I do too. And like my bishop say, nothing. It says, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
There's nothing you can do about it. Just like the woman who had the issue of blood. That's just like each and every one of us. We have an issue. No matter how long you had your issue, we have an issue that we have to give to God. So young folks, tell someone that you got to come on and trust God. We just have to lift our hands on today and just say, God, it's me. Oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer.
Yes, God.
It's just young folks out there that need God to stand up, that need a hug. So we just need God to just touch the young folks and just save me, oh God. I'm standing in the need of prayer. And I'm not out of word, but I'm out of time. So we just have to continue to hold God's unchanging hand. We have to continue to hold his unchanging hand. And there's probably some young folks out there, some middle-aged folks. We all just need God to hold our hand. We all just need God to give us a second chance. We all just need God to just come on. I know it's rough as this sermon came, but I'll just let God just give it to me. I couldn't really focus on the notes, but I just thank God for what he did and for what he's just bringing it out. We just have to just come on with it and just come on to believe and trust in God. And just come on to believe and trust in God. Because God is saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Young people, it's time. It's time. I know mama done told you. I know daddy done told you. Aunties, uncle, grandmother, grandfather. But just try this Jesus. Try this God that we know that they've been talking about. Just give him a try. Give him a try. And say, God, I'm going to try you. And I guarantee he won't fail you. I guarantee he won't fail you. Because he haven't failed us yet. Yeah, so we just have to and just depend on God and depend on Jesus. So as we pray and just continue to trust God, we're going to pray a prayer and just of salvation and for the young folks. And we're going to trust God and just believe God will do what he said he's going to do. And we just believe God that a young person will go to Pastor Troy's church on this Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever his Bible study. We're all over the airways. If you're somewhere in the Chicago area, look up Pastor Troy Thomas, his church. If you're in the Milwaukee area, look up Evergreen Church on 12th and Center with our Bishop Prentice Van, and just try someone's church. Amen. Try someone's house, oh God. And look up Reginald Riley. He's part of a ministry. Get in contact with him. So just continue to do it. So we can just pray right now and just believe God for all the young folks. Look up to heaven and have someone on your mind that's young that you know they need to be saved, that you know needs to be come to God. Put them on your mind, and we're going to believe that God is going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Eternal God, our Father, God, we just thank you, God, on tonight, God. We just thank you, God, for what you have done, God, for what you have said on tonight, God. God, permeate, God, someone's heart, God. Permeate their mind, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you just have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, touch them right now. Go through their hearts. Go through their minds. Oh, God, you just undergird them right now in the name of Jesus. God, you should protect them, Lord God. God, you give them a mind, God, to want to serve you, God. Just like you did for the rest of us, God. Give them a mind, God, to want to serve you, God. To want to say yes to you, God.
Yes.
To just want to stand up and say yes to you, God. Because, God, we know, God, we couldn't be here, God, without you. And, God, we just thank you and we just love you. And we just adore you, God. We just thank you, God, for all the pastors on here, God. For all the leaders that's on here, God. Oh, God, undergird them, Lord God, with your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give them more and more preaching power, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, add to their ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. Add to their ministries, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just thank you right now, God, for all things. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen, amen.
Amen.
Y'all go and be blessed. And as we, and as my cousin, Pastor Troy, say, #pray, or however you said, I love y'all. God bless.
#, let us pray. We want to say thank you all for joining us on tonight with Elder Lawrence Seabury from Milwaukee. We want to say we're just so excited about what God is doing with the ministry, how God is touching the heart of our young people and giving them a desire to serve him, to bring his word forth. And like tonight, we had technical difficulties, but just as the elder did, he didn't stop. He said, I'm going to press towards the mark of the calling of the Lord. He pressed towards the mark of the high calling because he did not want to give up. I told you earlier, he said, Lord, send me, I'll go. Tell me, I'll say it. Even though there was technical difficulties, he did not give up. He did not give in. He pressed on, even though, like he said, his word on tonight is, stand up and say yes to God. But I'm going to add on, even though some technical difficulties have come along, even though some stuff has come up and try to depress you and try to persuade you to say, forget it, I'll look another way, I'm not going to even do it. But he stayed encouraged and said, I will do what God has told me to do. And I thank God for him not giving in, not giving up, not getting discouraged, but staying focused on what God has given him to say and God has given him to do. I'm going to allow you all to speak with the lines being open to encourage this man of God on tonight to let him know it's the fifth Monday. We don't have many fifth Mondays in the month of, I'm sorry, in the year. We've only had, I think, one other fifth Monday that was in March. He covered the fifth Monday of May. We have two more for this year. That's in August and November. But just pray the strength of Minister Lawrence Seabury. Just pray his strength in the Lord, that he will allow God to use him even the more, that he will stay encouraged and just know that even though trials and tribulations, they're going to come, even though the enemy of our soul is going to cause things to happen to try to trip you up and track you up, he stayed focused. Even though it may not go like you planned it, you saw it or you rehearsed it, but he stayed faithful to what he told God he would do, even though. We just want to say, God, we thank you. We thank you for that word on tonight. And the lines are open. Just go on and encourage the man of God on tonight, please. Okay, I don't know if nobody is saying nothing, but I see my phone is acting up, and I don't hear anything. I'm just saying, God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for Facebook Live. I thank you for Blog Talk. God, I thank you. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God, we're just so happy. We're just so happy to be able to operate in your will. We're just so happy to be able to operate in the way you have called us to operate, and that's about your business. God, that even though
things come up to try to trick us, trap us, we still stay focused on you, oh God. God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser for being our overseer, for being the founder, and for being the proprietor of Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron, radio, blog, talk ministries, that she did what you have appointed her to do, and that was to put this ministry in place. God, I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you for serving Pastor Troy Thomas. I thank you for Minister Margot McCord. I thank you for Minister Lon Seaberry. I thank you for Minister Tony and Ron Montgomery of Texas. God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the people you are calling to and adding to this ministry. Because, God, with you, all things are possible. Without you, God, we could do nothing but fail. God, keep your hands on us. God, I just ask you to cover each and every one of the ministers and their families that we called out on tonight. I thank you, oh Lord. I thank you for every viewer, every listener that's listening in and viewed in on tonight, God. Cover their families. Cover their dreams. Cover their wants. Cover their needs. Cover their desires. Oh, God, lay your hands on their family. Heal them, oh Lord. Heal them and bring life to them, oh God. Give them a desire to want to read and get in your word, oh Lord. Give them a desire to want to hold on to your word every day, all day, not to let your word slip out of their hands, out of their hearts or their mind. Give them a desire, God, to say, I know I heard God say something, but this too I shall remember not to do no more, because out of all the things I have, and all the things I could lose, I don't want to lose what I have with God. And that's his love, his peace, his joy, his mercy, and his kindness. We don't want to lose it, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for our Sunday morning ministries with just Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank you for our Monday night ministries, which is Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Monday will be the first Monday of June. Thank God for that. We're in the sixth month already. We done been through half the year. A year ago this time, we were shut down, but God has saw fit, and God is opening up things. We have to get back and on our face and our knees, because our money say, our courts say, we have to say continuously all day, for in God we trust. We will be having Dr. Serena right on the first Monday, and this will be the first Friday of the month, which will be 9 p.m. Central Standard Time service, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time service. The first and third Monday is myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. The second and fourth Monday is Prophet Antoine Thomas. And on the fifth Monday is one or the other or both of us. If there's a fifth Friday, I said Monday, but I meant Friday. I just want to say thank you all. Please stay focused on the Word of God. Please stay focused on the will of God. Please stay focused on doing God's will. Amen, amen, and amen. And we want to cover the man of God that spoke on tonight and let him know, stay before God at all times. Let the Lord use you. Let him use you. Okay? We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And as the man of God said on tonight, let's say what Pastor Servant Troy Thomas say, hashtag, let us pray. We want to believe that you receive that and that you will live by that. And if you don't tattoo nothing else on your skin or your heart, put that in a bold statement. Hashtag, and God, we trust. Yes, and God, we trust. Minister Lawrence, are you still on the line? If so, would you like some closing words before we leave and close out the ministry on tonight? Okay, I guess he's not on the line. So we want to say thank you all for joining in. Good night, everyone.